This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Colleen Middlebrooks, the Director of Community Relations at the Scott Center for Autism Treatment here on the Florida Tech campus. Colleen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me back.
Okay, tell us about the Scott Center.
The Scott Center has been open for almost 4 years, located on the campus of FIT. It's a practicum site for students in the College of Psychology to provide psychological and behavioral services for autism and related disabilities. Their threefold mission is service, research, and training. And one of the ways we'd like to tell the community about what we're doing there is with our third annual open house, Saturday, August 24th, from 10 to 12.
Okay. And is it open to parents and students and teachers and
anyone who wants to come by? And there's no RSVP needed. We're just going to have bounce house and food and art projects. And it's just to meet our staff and get a tour and learn about all the different types of services that we provide. Some of the services we offer are free. Some have a cost. Some are covered by insurance. So you can ask all of those sorts of questions when you come to the open house.
So tons of resources available, and the open house is a great way to find out about them.
It is, and it's been successful in the past. One of the neat features this time is that we're collaborating with the Fusner Art Museum and their education staff. They're going to be offering art and projects for all of the children that come to the open house. So we'll have a big room set up with different stations for art, and we really appreciate the support of the Fusner Art Museum with our open house.
You also have a very cool playground over there, don't you?
We do, and everyone can try it out. The bounce house will be out there, and I think it's just the perfect way to showcase who we are and what we do.
And autism has, well, at least the diagnosis of it has certainly become more prevalent in the past few years.
It has. We're at a rate of 1 in 88 be diagnosed with autism, and actually 1 in 54 boys. The rate is higher for boys, but places like the Scott Center are available to families. And we want everyone to know that we do exist and we are on the campus of FIT and we have lots of services that can help. And some of the other things we offer in addition to open house and just our basic services, we do free workshops once a month that you can look on our website and find out the topic and see if that interests you, or tell a friend or a teacher if that might interest them. We also have a annual autism conference in the fall. So we try to educate the community on autism in general, and then obviously what we do to help.
Well, I think isn't that one of the biggest challenges once your child has been diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder is okay, what now? Where do I go? Where do I find help?
What's interesting about that is that's sort of why the Scott Center was created, because the Scott family, you know, 20 something years ago, they got their diagnosis and they were handed a pamphlet and said, good luck with that. And there were no resources for them, and they did not want other people to feel the way they did. So that's why the Scott Center exists, and that's what we're here for. And we can help, and we do help, and we have lots of success stories. And we want everyone to come out to open house on August 24th between 10 and 12 and come see what we do.
And it's all free and open to the public?
It is. And anyone and everyone is welcome. And like I said, there'll be art projects, bounce house, there'll be refreshments. And it's just a good way to get a tour and collect some information, ask questions.
And you also have a website.
We do. It's thescottcenter.org. Everything about upcoming workshops, the open house, the autism conference, and just descriptions of services are all on the website.
All right. Well, Colleen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. We hope to see a good turnout.